This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and Jazz 88. We're broadcasting live from North Hennepin Community College in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. And that was the Rowe Family Singers and North Hennepin Community College graduate Kim Rowe, right there on the clog. Did you take your clog lessons here at the college? Yeah. She's a little wore out. That was tough business. That was above college level. That was master's degree level. Dancing there. Brooklyn Park is the sixth largest city in the state of Minnesota, bigger than St. Cloud or Mankato, rapidly catching up with Duluth in census figures. But if you ask most Minnesotans where to find Brooklyn Park, they'll quickly don the vacant expression of a lost soul, jabbing randomly at the brightly colored inset on the state map that displays the suburbs. The suburbs, after all, are model communities built on top of the past, a decorative blanket serving to keep people and their secrets safely apart from one another. Maybe your brother lives here, his children, and his wife, your sister-in-law, the one whose jaw clicks when she chews. You only have to deal with that on the holidays, but one can only imagine what that's like every day there in that ranch home in the suburbs, in the breakfast nook. Every day. Maybe your daughter married some young professional, a real go-getter, a well-meaning fellow, took your little girl to the suburbs. And there she dwells, no longer a girl, but a mother who sells overpriced cookware to fellow stay-at-home moms on the side. They drink wine at noon. And she'll be up this summer, up from the suburbs. She'll tell you she wishes she could move back, but her husband, he stares out the window at the old camper you keep in the backyard, the one you use to sight your rifles. And you can't quite make it out on his face, but that's contempt. Maybe pity, even. And you know your daughter won't be back unless this guy runs off with a gal from work. And you'd hope for that, but frankly, he doesn't have the looks to pull it off. So that's that. One time back in college, a girlfriend who was not a girlfriend, if that makes sense, brought me out to the suburbs to visit her family. I wandered off in the morning to smoke a cigarette and avoid an untenable social situation, but by the time I had lit that second cigarette, I was lost. I couldn't have gone that far, but nevertheless, I was adrift in a patchwork of identical houses, unaware of so much as the garbage pickup schedule or the much less the community standards as related to the watering and maintenance of lawns. It was all foreign. I didn't know the name of the street or even the city. Everything was curved. You couldn't get a straight sight line anywhere. My working knowledge of my surroundings was not terribly different from that of a golden retriever who slipped his collar. And just like a dog, I found my way back not with intellect, but rather as a basic function of muscle memory and hunger, really, to get back for breakfast. You come to find out, however, if you put in the time, that not all suburbs are alike. No, some people stare into the heart of the suburbs and see only an abyss. But if you stare at the abyss long enough, sometimes the fixed steel gaze of pro wrestling's Jesse the Body Ventura will stare right back at you. You all know where I'm going with this. I have cheered and booed the announcement of many an election result over the years, but nothing compares to the sound of Tom Brokaw saying, "We have a projection in the Minnesota governor's race. Former pro wrestler Jesse Ventura has won the race." We did it. We actually went and did it. The state of hot dish, Pearson's nut rolls, sugar beets, and the genial liberalism of Hubert Humphrey had just elected a professional wrestler whose motto in the ring was, quote, "Win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat," end quote. His catchphrase from his most popular movie, Predator, was, "I ain't got time to bleed," which he says right before the predator makes a giant hole in his torso. I saw that movie at a slumber party, and it was awesome. Jesse was known mostly as a character he played, but he ran as a citizen on a mission. After all, he had been mayor of Minnesota's sixth largest city. In case you forgot, we're in that city right now, right here in Brooklyn Park, standing on a stage where, after returning from service in Vietnam, Jim Janos, the young man who would become Jesse Ventura, portrayed a Roman soldier on this very stage, actually right about here, right in this general area. Jim Janos attended North Hennepin Community College, where he participated in theater and played football back in the 70s. I've heard a couple stories since I got down here. One of the stories, he's on the football team, and the bus is driving along, and a beautiful woman has got car trouble. Her tire is flat. Jim says, "Let's stop the bus and help her." The bus driver says, "No, we have to go wherever this team is supposed to go. You can't do that." And in a way only the future Jesse Ventura could, that bus was stopped. And Jim Janos helped the young woman out, and she is Mrs. Ventura to this day. Also, his theater director in college ended up designing, here at North Hennepin, ended up designing his wrestling outfits for the rest of his wrestling career. A little known trivia fact, so a little North Hennepin connection to the fame there. Brooklyn Park is where the suburbs yell. This is where the bland, passive-aggressive, snow leopard spirit of repressed Minnesotans found their voice in 1998, and one day we may howl again. Yes, Governor Ventura's administration was a mixed bag of competent administration and paranoid delusion. Yes, he took a side job doing color commentary for wrestling-inspired football and referred to members of the local media as jackals, and no one really understood that thing he grew on his face after he left office. It's not clear. We don't really need to understand, though. We only need to bear witness that this happened here in Minnesota, right here in Brooklyn Park. We shocked the world. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown.